Please read the next Unify card, Jonathan.
What can you offer them, and by when? The mechanism of exchange is important. If you want them to help you ignite this meaningful change, what can you offer in return?
I'm asking myself, who can promise success? Who can promise progress by next Tuesday or next month? But what you can do is give people a sense of momentum. I think that's important. I think the leader has to do that, to give a sense of momentum. And perhaps particularly at the moments where you hit your first obstacles, first disappointments, first frustrations, first rejections, first accidents. I think in those moments, the leader will have to offer reassurance and to keep momentum through that.
I can imagine describing to them what the first staging post base camp would look like, what it would feel like.
So base camp versus where you're starting with them.
Yeah.
I have a conception of base camp. What does it mean to you? Because that might be exactly the right term, but you have to share a background of understanding on what that is.
It's the idea that you're climbing a mountain and at some point you have to take a rest, but you have achieved something. So you will be able to look back on the progress you've made. You will have reached that first peak, which is perhaps only a quarter of the way up the whole mountain.
It's also important you recognize that, because you are going to, in disrupting the status quo, destabilizing. So you also have to give pause for them and perhaps the world to restabilize and to get their grounding again, metaphorically. And you remember, today we break with the past and stand on new ground. Interesting relating that to base camps, isn't it? But let them feel that ground before you ask them to scale higher or further together. Because those force fields of resistance in us, around us, that are serving interests, that are keeping us where we are now, as a society, as a world, as individuals, they push back. So just pace it. This is where the pacing is so important, Jonathan. And you will know. You will know. Because as you're together striving to reach a base camp, there are going to be many constituents within that collective that will have, in subgroups, for example, concerns and interests that need to be addressed. One part of the collective may need more attention, back to the symphony analogy, where when you're playing as an orchestra, sometimes the strings need to be heard more than the percussion instruments. And yes, you're all ultimately creating some harmony together. So those base camps are also an important marker for you to pause yourself and look at, okay, where are they at? And who needs particular? Remember all of those things you've surfaced. Sometimes it's reassurance, conviction, myriad of things that you need to provide.
Yeah, that really rings true. I saw myself scribbling here this idea that by a certain time, I would promise, I would commit to give people a clear sense of where they belong in all of this. I'm giving you a promise that as we go along, we will keep looking at the progress that we make together and recognizing that your symphony, Marianne's perfect analogy, we're working at different paces here. We're not all working at the same pace.